State audits over the last year have highlighted some problems with W-2 and the Milwaukee Child Welfare Program. The legislature's Joint Audit Committee held a hearing in Milwaukee yesterday to look at how the Doyle administration is responding. Audit Committee co-chair Suzanne Jeskowitz is a Republican representative from Menominee Falls. She says she's pleased with some changes the Department of Workforce Development is making with W-2. Jeskowitz says, for one thing, the department is trying to help some W-2 clients get benefits from the federal Supplemental Security Income Program.
To get those people, which they think is about 25% of the people still left in W-2, that should be eligible for SSI, which would then take them out of the W-2 program. They'd work, but they also would be receiving SSI benefits.
Jeskowitz says the department is also trying to boost accountability for the W-2 service agencies, especially in Milwaukee County, where 80% of the W-2 caseload lives. UW-Milwaukee policy analyst Pamela Fent says the state is taking some good steps, but she says the Doyle administration is moving too slowly, signing final deals with some agencies.
Because they did split the functions into case management and job development, I think everyone would agree in Milwaukee that not enough attention has been paid to real job development.
Fent also says if the state would make W-2 a better program and not declare unprepared people as job-ready, fewer Milwaukee kids would wind up in protective services. Representative Jeskowitz says she believes the Department of Health and Family Services is ready to improve the Milwaukee Child Welfare Program that the state took over about 8 years ago. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.